Good afternoon, everyone. The poem I want to share today is based on one part of the Song of Solomon. I just wanted to give a little bit of an intro. The Song of Solomon is a picture of our walk with the Lord. The main characters are Solomon, who's a shepherd and then also a king, and then the woman, the Shulamite. And in the song, that's the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and us. And it's the whole book is a picture of our fellowship with the Lord, walking with Him. And the main other character that comes up a couple times is the Daughters of Jerusalem, which is basically, most commentators take it as those who are around believers, but they haven't trusted the Lord themselves yet, like a church family or like, you know, relatives or things. They see your walk with the Lord, but they want to know who the Savior is, but they haven't turned to Him yet. And the interesting thing about the Song of Solomon, chapter 3 talks about his espousal, which means engagement. And you go to Matthew 1 and it says Mary was espoused to Joseph. It's the same word. I mean, the Old Testament's Hebrew, but I mean the same English word. And so it's talking about, right, like as we are with the Lord, we're engaged to Him, but He hasn't taken us home like a bridegroom coming to take his bride home to the mansion. We're still waiting on that. And the book, chapter 8, ends with the very last verse is her looking forward to Him coming back. And it's just like us with the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 1, most of us are familiar with that. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. And that's Christ talking. And He says, I'm the rose, I'm the lily. But then verse 2 says, as the lily amongst thorns, so is my love among the daughters. He says, He's the lily, but we're like the lily in this world. And you go to chapter 3, verse 1, and gives a little bit of a picture of which chapter 5 gets more into. But it says, by night on my bed, I sought Him whom my soul loveth. I sought Him, but I found Him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broadways I will seek Him whom my soul loveth. I sought Him, but I found Him not. So she's going through a trial. She's got a little sidetracked. She's taking her eyes off the Lord, and she's like, I don't see Him. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go look for Him. And as she's out, it says, the watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye Him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found Him whom my soul loveth. I held Him and would not let Him go. She finally found the Lord, got restored to fellowship with Him, and she's clinging to Him with all her heart. I would not let Him go until I brought Him to my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor wake my love till He please. And then you go to chapter 5, and it's interesting. Chapter 5, it starts off with her fellowshipping with Him in the garden. And but then that night or a bit later, it says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. And if you're a believer, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, even when you're struggling, when you've taken your eyes off of Him, there's a part of you that is aware He's there. There's that conviction within. There's the Holy Spirit convicting you of your sin. You're asleep spiritually, but your heart's awake. You're aware that He's there. He's calling you to fellowship with Him. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. He's knocking at her door. He wants to be in. He's outside in the rain, and he's saying, open up, let me in. I want to fellowship with you. But then it says, I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? She's like, no, I'm too comfortable. I'm okay right now. I don't want to take the effort that it would take to seek the Lord. I'll just, you know, stay where I am. My beloved put his hand in the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. In those days, there was basically not like a doorknob. It's actually you put your hand inside the hole of a door, and there's a mechanism that you can turn. It's like basically like saying the handle of the door is inside the door instead of on the outside. And he put his hand in the door. And I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. He had myrrh on his hand like an ointment, and the trace of it was still inside the door. But like the Lord does to us, He doesn't force His way into our lives. It's like, you know, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's calling to us. And when we walk with him, he's calling us to fellowship, but he doesn't force his way into our lives. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. And unfortunately, sometimes when we sin, when we, by our own choices, we compromise, we take our eyes off of him, the presence of the Lord departs from us. He doesn't leave us, but our consciousness of his presence is not there. We feel alone, even though he's omnipresent, he's everywhere, but we don't have that closeness. We don't have that fellowship. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the wall took away my veil from me. And the watchmen all the way through the Bible are the preachers, the ones that present the word of God to the people. And it's like, I went out there to try to find my beloved, and the word of God smote me and left me bare, took my veil away. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my love, that you tell him, I am sick of love. She's worried. She wants that fellowship restored, and she's feeling lovesick, as they say. Verse 9, then this is the daughters of Jerusalem, and they say, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? So she's running out there trying to find her beloved, and those around her are saying, what makes your Savior so special? What's so different about him compared to all the other, like, use a modern, you know, way of explaining, what's so different between Jesus Christ and all the religions of the world? What makes him so special? And then she starts talking about him. I'm not going to cover that part except for just the first verse, but my beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000s. We know the hymn, the fairest among 10,000s to my soul. She starts waxing eloquent about who the Savior is and all the things that are special to her about him. She put her eyes back on him because she was talking about him. It's like, you want to know about the Savior? Let me tell you about my Jesus. And it's funny because she didn't know where the Savior was before while she was struggling, even though she had just left the garden. But her sin got in the way. It blinded her eyes temporarily. And then now, then they say to her, whither, where has thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? You know what? There's something you say, your Savior, he sounds like someone I want to know. Wow, where is he? And then she remembers. My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. And like I mentioned, 2 verse 2, the lilies is the believer. He's feeding them. He's fellowshipping among the lilies, among the brethren. That's where he is. I remember where my Savior is now. I know where how to go seek him now. And so that's kind of the context of the chapter in the poem. I sleep, but my heart waketh. I sleep, but my heart waketh. The shepherd is near. The voice of my beloved is knocking. I've grown so comfortable here in my room. Outside in the cold, I hear him talking. Sorry. Arise and come away with me, my love. He tenderly calls to me, but I waver. Though due to my sin, he withdraws himself. Yet in the night air, I still smell his savor. Slowly I rise, but I can't feel his presence. The dark street seems so empty and so desolate and empty. I cannot find where my beloved has gone. My own lukewarmness has made him depart from me. The watchmen of the city wounded me sore. They tore my veil away and left me senseless. Stripped of my covering, there was nowhere to hide. My own compromise had left me defenseless. My heart leaped in anguish, and I cried out in fear. Repentant, I sought him whom my soul loveth. No longer desiring to be left on my own, quickened again, I called out for my beloved. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? The daughters of Jerusalem wondered. Where is he gone, that we may seek him with you? And then within my heart, the answer thundered. My beloved has gone down into his garden, feeding among his children. He meets with them there. I am still my beloved, and he is still mine. Rejoicing restored, I seek him now in prayer. Thank you.